Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Well, the fearless cinematic prognosticators are predicting that Ron Howard's new $100 million nautical adventure, In the Heart of the Sea, is bound to sink to the bottom of the box office. If that's true, it's too bad, for the Oscar-winning filmmaker's whaling epic is a visually arresting and handsomely produced saga. In the Heart of the Sea tells the true story of the Essex, an ill-fated whaling ship that was destroyed by a gigantic sperm whale in 1820. The sailor's excruciating survival tale was chronicled in Nathaniel Philbrick's award-winning nonfiction book from 2000. It's also the story that provided the inspiration for Herman Melville's classic novel, Moby Dick. Chris Hemsworth stars as Owen Chase, first mate of the ship who bristles under the stern leadership of an inept novice captain, played by Benjamin Walker. The story nearly becomes mutiny on the Bounty until the colossal whale attacks. Then it becomes an epic endurance tale that forces the shipmates to go to extraordinary lengths to survive. The movie's $100 million budget can clearly be seen upon the big screen, and the attention to period detail is impressive. In fact, landlubbers may feel a bit seasick taking this voyage. The cast is strong, especially Brendan Gleeson as the aging sailor who recounts the unnerving story of the Essex many years after the fact. But the problem with In the Heart of the Sea is that it lacks the compelling notion of obsession and thematic depth that makes Moby Dick a classic. It's a solid drama, but uninspired. It's quite possible that In the Heart of the Sea might rule the box office for 1 week, but next Friday it's likely to be submerged by another cinematic white whale, Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.